The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
But as far as the Texans spending money on the offseason and free agency, they'll be at $49 million right now, and that's without getting rid of Cushing. And I would assume Derek Newton's also going to be off the books, that they're going to send both those guys packing. You're going to have room to make some moves.
We've talked about this a little bit because they don't have a first and second round pick. More than likely, you're not going to get a starting caliber tackle or something like that in the third round. It's unlikely. I mean, it's possible, but it just seems unlikely. The last time that Josh Johnson threw a pass in the NFL, Mitt Romney was running for president. Chris Paul played for the Hornets.
We were still in mid days.
Bill O'Brien, of course. Remember, he came out and he was addressing the Kaepernick stuff, and he said, well, he hasn't played in a year. I think you're kind of contradicting yourself when you're getting a guy who hasn't thrown a pass since 2011. Just come out and say it. We don't want the distraction. Because at this point, it's not a football decision. But I think he's better than Tom Savage, TJ Yates, or Josh.
Yeah. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. The heck was that?
Doesn't matter. Let's move on from it.
713-780-ESP is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, which we welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners, all available on podcastarena.com. So there you go. Okay, this is crazy.
What's crazy?
I'm not going to do it on air. I should, but I'm not going to. I was thinking about it, but it would get me in trouble. Let's look at some of these football lines. We haven't really talked much about
it. I'm down. Did you guys do that without me yesterday?
No, we didn't. We wound up nerding out for the entire hour and just talking about Star Wars, and I tried to make my case as to why I thought the Sith were good. I'm a Sith fan.
Did you guys put your top 20 together?
No, I didn't know we were doing that for today.
No, we'll do it. We're not going to do it for today because I don't want to do the same thing 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
So,
did you do it, John?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You know what?
No, it's okay. I'll wait.
You're excited.
Yeah, he is. Well, this is
no, because I thought
this is what he does.
No, because I thought we were going to do it today, so I was like rushing to do it. So,
okay. Well, I could have my top 20 for tomorrow. No problem at all.
I can put it together tomorrow if we want.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow. But there's some games tonight. Do any of these interest you? The college football tonight?
I looked at the Ohio line, and I wanted to take them, but I'm just sitting out tonight.
Yeah, because I really like these early to midweek home teams most of the time. But the numbers just aren't anywhere where I want to see them. So I don't have any like for any of the games tonight. Tomorrow night, your thoughts? You got Seahawks, Cardinals. You got Ball State, Northern Illinois, App State, Georgia Southern, and Pittsburgh, North Carolina. Pittsburgh 9-point favorites over North Carolina.
Yeah, that's probably the closest thing to being on that I would be on is Pittsburgh.
I actually like App State there quite a bit, even giving up 17. The Friday night games. I looked long and hard at this Temple-Cincinnati game, and I really wanted to play Cincinnati.
By the way, did you bet the Minnesota Wild tonight?
I did not.
With Austin Matthews out?
No, I did not bet. I know he was out, but if I would have played, I'd have played the under. But I just don't trust Dubnyk the way he's playing goal right now for the Wild.
Okay.
So, no, I stayed away from
just
that.
Just curious.
Yeah, I've my string of winning hockey bets ended last night with an overplay, so I'm backing off a little bit tonight. There's a bunch of them this weekend I like. Cincinnati, I really wanted to play Cincinnati in that Temple game Friday night. Just couldn't bring myself to do it. They've gotten better, but so's Temple. Temple just beat Navy. So what about Stanford +6 at home against Washington?
Pass.
UNLV -4 at home against BYU. Bet you that would interest you.
Yeah, I do like UNLV a little there.
Yeah. just because BYU's an easy bet against.
BYU sucks, man.
They really are. And people still, I'm surprised that they're 4-point dogs. People still treat them like they're BYU. And this has just been an awful, awful year for them. Getting into Saturday, some of the games of interest. South Carolina 7-point favorites at home against Florida. I wouldn't have thought that had been the case at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. Man, 7 at Florida. I don't know about that one. But I would play South Carolina -7 before I played Florida +7. How about that?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Syracuse, pick them at home against Wake Forest. Do anything for you?
No.
Virginia Tech -3 at Georgia Tech. Do anything for you?
I'd probably take Georgia Tech there.
I think I would, too. Texas Tech -7.5 at Baylor.
No.
I don't trust.
You asked me that 3 weeks ago. I would have hammered Texas Tech. They're a mess.
Yeah. Kansas State -2.5 against West Virginia at K-State.
At K-State, I'll take K-State. West Virginia, they won their big game last week.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of games that I think are interesting. Oklahoma -6.5 against TCU. I would have loved to get it at 8, which is what it opened at.
Even the other side of 7 would be fun.
Yeah, and so I'm going to kind of keep an eye on this. If it even gets to 7, I feel like the worst that's going to happen is I'm going to push here. And I mentioned this early in the show. Last 5 times they played, it's all been a touchdown or less. And I like TCU almost as much as I like Oklahoma, so I think getting that many points, I feel pretty good about the Froggies here, but I'm going to keep an eye on that number. How about Okie Light -6.5 at Iowa State?
At Iowa State?
Yeah. I think I might have to go Cyclone
there. I think
there.
I'd take them, too. Yeah, I know it's kind of a letdown after the loss, but...
Yeah, but boy...
Oklahoma State had a little bit of a letdown last week, too.
Oklahoma State opened at +11.5, and they're down to... 6.5.
That's odd.
They're -11.5, excuse me.
I'd like them on the other side of 7 before I played it, but
yeah.
I can't play Oklahoma State.
Wait,
there.
This is, that can't be right. It says the opening line was Okie State +11.5. That can't be even close to right.
No.
Virginia and Louisville. Louisville -11.5. This is not the same Louisville team.
Louisville's -11.5 against Virginia?
Virginia. Yeah.
Give me Virginia.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, here's the big one. Notre Dame -3 at Miami.
Notre Dame -3 for many, many units.
Okay.
That will be my biggest play this week.
Interesting. Navy -4.5 against SMU. Ooh, I might lean Pony there.
I might too. And let me tell you something. I was looking at this the other day. This might be the year that Army beats Navy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Army just housed Air Force and they're... Army's pretty decent at football. It's really weird. Well,
you were pretty decent last year, too.
But this is different. Army's lost 2 games this season. They're 7-2. And their losses... Now, and mind you, their 2 losses were early in the season. One was at Ohio State. Okay.
That's going to happen.
And the other one was at Tulane, 21-17.
And that's the one you kind of... Although Tulane's played better football. Tulane's been hit and miss. When they've been good, they've been all right.
But they have won 5 in a row since then, including 21-0 against Air Force. They'll probably lose this weekend against Duke. And then they've got a tough one next week at North Texas.
Actually, what's the number on that game?
I don't know. You got them pulled up.
I know, but I don't see it on here.
But Duke, North Texas, and Navy to close out. I think they can beat Navy.
North Texas is not going to be easy, though.
North Texas is not an easy game, and that's at North Texas,
yeah,
too.
That's a good football team. Southern Miss -10 against Rice. I am all over that.
I'm fading Rice, yeah.
I will eat that one up all day with Southern Miss. A&M -18.5 at home against New Mexico.
I can't take A&M right now.
Kind of
about to fire their coach. You don't give 18.5 points to teams that are about to fire their coach. Mm-hmm. No thanks.
North Texas, we were just talking about them, 22.5 over UTEP. They're going to cover that easy.
Yeah, I'd like it better if it was on 21, 22.5. That's getting to be like a obnoxiously big number.
Yeah.
But it's definitely coverable.
And 21 was what they'd opened at. Texas -34 against Kansas.
I'm not giving 34 points with a team that I don't trust to score.
No, but I can't in good conscience bet on Kansas either.
No. By the way, Army +3 against Duke.
I'd like that number better if it were like 5.
Yeah.
Clemson minus 16 against Florida State. Bet you didn't think that was going to be the line earlier in the year.
Nope, I'll take Clemson.
LSU minus 17 against Arky.
That's another. I want to take.
I really want to take Arky Pig, but I can't.
What's the number?
17.
It's too much. I can't. Yeah. I can't take Arkansas and LSU. I can't count on them to beat somebody by 17 points.
Yeah. All right, that's your college lines.
You passed on one that I would have liked to hit on.
Go ahead.
I like Michigan State plus 15.5 at Ohio State. Michigan State's just as good as Ohio State. We've seen that. I mean, everybody in the Big Ten is flawed, but that just seems like a lot of points for two teams that I would say are pretty damn even.
Okay.
I think that's interesting. I also kind of like Utah. They're plus one at home against Washington State. Washington State's doing what they tend to do and falling apart. And my guess is by the end of the season, we're looking at Washington State going, oh, really? They were good at the beginning of the year? My guess. I'll also take Georgia minus 3 against Auburn.
Okay. Yeah, I think Georgia's going to house Auburn, but we shall see.
Georgia's very good. Very good. One other one that I've looked at a lot. Missouri's putting up points. Missouri's not bad, and Tennessee's a total mess. They're coming off a win now, so I don't know. Maybe they're starting to figure some things out on offense. But it was, you know, their win was against Southern Miss. It wasn't exactly against, you know, SEC competition. But Missouri minus 11. I'm starting to lean Missouri minus 11.
So you said Army beat Navy last year as well. Is that true?
Did they?
You should
know.
I
think so. Yeah, I should know, but I don't think so. I feel like last year they almost beat them, but didn't. But I might be wrong.
Oh, Army won.
Army did win last year?
21-17.
Yeah, you were bragging about that.
Yeah, we did talk about that. Well, never mind. Who cares about it now then?
Now this now my
I've gotten so used to Army or Navy beating Army every year and all my friends making fun of me that I definitely didn't say anything to my Navy buddies last year because I wasn't trying to hear that grief. About the series record and things like that. I don't need that in my life. But, yeah, I guess I forgot about that.
Yep, 14-year losing streak against Navy.
My God. That's right. The last time Army beat Navy, I was actually in the Army before last year.
Yeah, they had to come back and because they were up 14-0 at halftime, and the Navy came back and went up 17-14, and then Army... let's see, Ahmad Bradshaw, 9-yard run with 6 minutes left to put him up 21-17 to close the game.
There you go. Fred, so, guess what?
What?
You could win Raising Cane's for a year.
Really?
How would you like that?
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool. I agree. They've got two new locations opening up November 14th. That is less than a week from today. We're talking 6 days. The one's in Katy, Fry Road and Park Row. One's in Spring at 2920 in Kirkendall. And if you're one of the first 20 customers on opening day at those locations, receive a free Cane's for a year card. How about that? Raising Cane's serves only fresh, never frozen, premium chicken tenderloins. They are serving the best stuff, no junk. And their tailgate's perfect for any event. You got people coming over, you're like, oh, how am I going to cook for all these people? Well, Raising Cane's has you covered. 25 to 100 fingers or more ready in minutes after you order. You don't have to order a week out. They got it ready to go pretty quick there. And it comes with all the great sides, the crinkle cut fries, the Texas toast, the Cane sauce, which is so good. There are now 28 Canes in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCanes.com to find the one nearest you. And don't forget, Raising Cane's is committed to being an active community partner in every market that they serve, which includes Houston. They do great things for our city. So it's a good reason to partake in their chicken fingers. Only fresh, never frozen, the best stuff. Raising Cane's, one love.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation.
Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action. At BetDSI, you can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Darling Way presents... Here's your Masters of Love. Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back. Yeah. And it's Beth time. And you guys just wasted a whole 2 minutes of really good stuff off air.
Oh no. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about a segment that we're going to do down the road. I'm gonna co-host Love and Laughter.
Yes! Woohoo! I'm so excited to have AJ on. It's going to be very, very exciting.
Well, all I know is that I made reference to the one-legged Russian woman from Sopranos, and it just went right over your head, so...
I know. I don't do the violence. It's all about love and sex. I'm telling you, love and sex, that's what turns me on. That's why I started
Darling
Way. I like
when sex and violence are mixed together.
Okay, well, that's BDSM. I'm into that, too.
No, I mean real violence.
Well...
Where, you know, like a woman shoots you.
Okay, ixnay that one. So, we don't have that. We have floggers, we have whips, chains, you know, cuffs, soft things, rabbit fur, all of those, you know, any other sensations. But, yeah, that shooting stuff. So, yeah, at Darling Way. Okay, so you guys are coming, though, to Darling Way on November 16th.
A week from Thursday.
I'm so excited. I can't believe it's here already. We started planning this forever ago. And you know what I realized? So, this is going to be our tailgate party. Going to be so much fun. I also realized it's almost my 1 year anniversary with the two of you.
Oh, look at us.
I know. It made me all sappy.
We've made it.
I was afraid to tell you because I didn't want y'all to be like, okay, 1 year kickoff.
No, that's kind of my limit.
Get something else. I know. Believe me, I remember these things, Fred.
Yeah, that's my limit.
So forget that I said it. Never mind. It's not going to happen for another, 6, 12 something months. But but I'm excited for the tailgate party. And we have got, Texans tickets to give away. Actually, really good.
I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, you can't say that on air.
Oh, we can't say that.
No.
You can say you have
professional football team.
Okay, that is so funny because, you know, for months I had my no naughty words, right? All sorts of naughty words that I wasn't supposed to say. I did not know that word was a naughty word.
Well, it's not naughty. See, like, for instance, this giveaway we have, it says the journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida. To see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th.
Oh.
See, you can't say...
I did not know. Okay, forgive me, for I have sinned. Thank you for fixing it, John. Thank you all for making me aware. I'll have to add that to my list.
Don't you worry.
We have really good tickets to a December 10th game in Houston.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. And then we're going to have beer pong. Will y'all play me in beer pong?
Sure.
Oh, cool. I like beer pong. I'm not really big into beer pong. But it's kind of fun.
I like beer, but I don't care about beer pong. So maybe we make a good pairing.
Well, you know, you get to throw
you
balls
like beer pong,
into
but don't like beer.
Cups, right.
Yeah, I like beer and don't like beer pong. So we'll make a good team. Go.
And you totally let me get away with balls and cups there.
It's okay.
Golly. Okay. Y'all are so good.
Will there be two girls there sharing one cup?
No. Nope. But... Yeah, I know. Okay.
That's too bad.
But, and people will get to come meet us. I'm very excited. So, you know, I get very excited still when all the listeners come and stop by and everything. So, and I'll be one of the ones going, can I take a picture with you too?
Oh, I love it. I love when people take pictures of us when we do the show. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Yes, especially when we're going to put all sorts of fun props in front of you and stuff.
I love it. John, you know that about me, right?
Yeah. You're not going to put dildos in front of me again, are you? Julian wants to know.
Yes. In front of you or in you, which do you prefer?
No, we know what I prefer.
Okay.
It's not the second. It's not the latter.
Here, though, I brought you guys a little gift.
And you even make tailgate.
Is this an anniversary
gift? You even make tailgate sound dirty, by the way.
Oh, is that a compliment? Or I think it's... I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Is this an anniversary gift?
This is... Well, it's sort of. It's to get y'all excited because it's the underwear that y'all like, except that this kind is for running for you, Fred.
Oh, awesome.
It's moisture wicking, and it's a little bit
that's pretty
more compressed fit, just a little bit, not compression. And for you, it's for sporting and for jiu-jitsu, AJ. And it's bright blue. It's Prostate Health Month. And nice. I think you'll really like
very
them.
Very sweet.
Thank you.
So they're more performance, and I thought you guys would like
performance
them.
Performance grade.
Yes. Yes.
That's like awesome.
That. Yes. So.
Mine say power shift, Fred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'll be that. Awesome.
Mine do say power shift 2.0.
There you go.
Light blue.
So we'll have some really nice giveaways and stuff at Darling Way for all of the listeners and stuff, because we want to make it fun and
but no
happy
foxtail.
And...
No foxtail.
Please put the foxtail in Fred.
No, you're not putting the foxtail in me.
You guys figure that out. But the fact is it's going to be a good time for people to come and see all the different things. And it really is interesting, right? I mean, you guys have learned something when you've been at Darling Way, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. No, I'd never even seen a foxtail before I went to your store.
See? Oh,
but,
that's awesome.
But there's actually some cool stuff that I want to make this clear because I know a lot of times you come out here and I get all uncomfortable because you're talking about foxtails and slapping people around with ropes and things. But there's a lot of cool stuff there for normal people like me. You know, like there's some cool clothes, some cool underwear that for those of us who aren't into the freak stuff, there's all kinds of cool stuff there for you. So go
there's
buy and
handcuffs
check it out.
That you like.
Stop again. I think there's a segment of the population that's like me that thinks, okay, this is a little much for me. And then you get there and see a whole bunch of stuff that you can actually use.
Yeah.
So
and that's the thing. And I'm talking
to the people who are not as adventurous.
Right.
There's plenty there for you.
Thank you. And I appreciate that because, you know, I really did. I worked hard to create a place where even like my parents' friends can come and they're, you know, in their 70s and whatever. And there's just pretty things to try on and nice things 70s. For the men. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Fred.
Sorry.
Yes. You're in a good mood today. I love it when you're in a good mood.
I'm always in a good mood.
It's a nice thing. So. But no, I really did. I wanted a place where we could laugh about all the crazy stuff and still enjoy and all the fun stuff and be happy. And really, it's love and romance, whatever that version is and stuff. So, but okay, I also brought a giveaway because, I don't know, like it's Thanksgiving time and I like to give thanks. And my way of giving thanks is to give people stuff. So I have a giveaway bag, a mystery bag for one of your listeners.
Okay.
And they can pick it up on or before the November 16th tailgate party. They can come to that and pick it up. And that tailgate party, by the way, people, it's free. And it's free drinks and food. So it's even better.
What kind of drinks are you going to have?
Your friend. Right? Who else?
Eric.
You asked
Eric.
Me. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know what I'm allowed to say now anymore.
Carbach.
Yeah, you can say Carbach.
I can say
Carbach. Yes.
Cool. Okay. I try to be respectful.
And actually, if we're just talking about the team, you can say Texans. But if you're giving something away, you can't.
Okay. Well, since we're giving whatever. But Carbach will be there. I appreciate it very much. I think I'm going to trade him some lingerie or something for him and his wife or something.
That's a great idea.
And he's going to help us with beer for all of our listeners and our friends. So I think that's pretty awesome.
And who's bringing the food?
That, let me check with you next week. Because that's still... To be determined, but I promise you there'll be food because I need to eat.
I like food.
I like food. Nothing.
I like Carbach.
Nothing but cakes is going to be there again though, and that was awesome because I ate several of those at the last at our anniversary party for the shop.
Yeah, I remember that. We were there for
yummy.
That.
I know. I know. Basically, when y'all are there, it makes it a party, and I like it that way. So thank you.
Your friends who like were wearing the really cool leather stuff going to be there again?
I'm sure there will be people trying things on. Remember, even one of your promotional people tried stuff on and you didn't even recognize her, right? Yeah. She came out wearing something. You're like, oh, do I know? She's like, I work with you. It was so funny because that's the difference it makes. Yeah. I made somebody cry a couple of weeks ago.
That's awful.
They tried on something and they looked so pretty and she didn't know how beautiful and pretty she was. And it was awesome.
That's
it
how I feel about myself.
I know. You are so beautiful and pretty and wonderful.
Stop.
You know,
I'm a disgusting troll, but
You're
I have a lot of positives. No. So
you're absolutely amazing and one of the most talented men I've ever met, and that's pretty amazing.
But that has nothing to do with looks. Murky says it's called vanilla. That I'm just very vanilla. That's true.
Right, that's okay.
But that doesn't mean there's not stuff there that I like, and that there's actually some clothes that I wanted to get for Val because I think they would look good on her, and that would be fun. But that's the thing, and that's the only point I was trying to get across is. I know we talk about some weird stuff here, and so a lot of people like me, they're going to cringe when they see whips. But that's not what the whole place is about, man. There's a lot of other cool stuff that you can get if you're vanilla like me.
Right, because that frisky room is just the frisky room and stuff. And I tell people all the time, just look, if it makes you laugh or whatever, turn around and go back into the lingerie.
It's fun to see some of that stuff, but realistically, I mean, like I said.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
It's a cool place.
That's right. But silk negligees aren't for everybody either, and that's okay too. So, but that's, I try to have, But speaking of vanilla, I have some really nice vanilla biscotti, like massage, kissable massage lotion oil that's so good. And you smell it, you just immediately want to lick and taste. So that's all good.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Anyway, so what number caller do you want to give away this?
That's your choice.
Your
number purple.
Yes, exactly. If purple was okay. Well, so I was thinking 7 because 7-year itch with relationships and stuff. And that's because this week on Love and Laughter with Beth, we're talking about sex, intimacy, and marriage. Is a happy, sexy, long-term marriage an urban myth?
Okay.
So long-term, that's more than a year, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But 18 months is, that's like my limit, so.
Fred, you've been married since I've known you.
Okay,
I know.
So
this one's lasting.
Okay, so caller number 7.
Wood. Yeah, caller number 7.
Yeah, I figure if...
They'll pick it up at the shop or anytime between now and November 16th. So, okay, sorry.
We've been together 10 years now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because basically when I started radio, well, not quite, 9.5 years, but yeah, it surprises the hell out of me. I never thought it'd last that long.
Aw. Well, she's pretty spectacular, too.
She's okay. Longhorn Dimitri says vanilla alien sex. Well, that's different. That's different.
That is different.
I mean, an alien.
Some different things.
When aliens do come here, then yeah, I'll get it. You know, that's different. I'll get all over that, but.
Well, you also were saying that you might like to have somebody who is smaller proportion. You might be interested in...
Well, if I were single, I would be much different about who I hooked up with.
Yeah. So those are kind of things.
To be discerning since I'm married.
Right. That is a good thing. Yes.
But yes, I've always... I would hook up with a little person if I were single.
Yeah, that's cool.
Definitely.
So that's the thing. So some people like different props and some people like different kinds of adventures and some people like swinging and polyamory or whatever.
Why did you look at
stuff,
AJ
so.
When you said swinging?
I just felt bad. I hadn't looked.
Everyone knows you're the accused swinger on this show.
But she pointed right at you when she said it.
I was just trying to be polite. You had been talking. I hadn't heard from AJ in a while. I looked over kind of to see what he's doing. And you know,
does that make you uncomfortable when you don't get to hear from AJ?
Yeah. No, I just like.
I'm the only one
I
who.
Like
normally, I'm the only one who talks in this segment, Fred. Remember that.
Well, I know. I was trying to bring in the one thing that I can contribute, which it's not all a freak show.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad. I don't want to. Yes, that's awesome.
But that doesn't mean I want to talk about my sex life.
Okay, well, don't talk about your
I'm
sex
not.
Life.
I'm
no,
not.
Don't. But.
But he's not. I don't think he's a swinger, though. I don't think that
don't
was
think,
cool.
No, I don't think no. he's a swinger either. No. In fact, if he was, so I'm going on. The Isaiah Factor on Fox 26 News this Friday night at 10:30. It's got a show. And we're talking all about sex. So if you were a swinger, I'd bring you on there and we talk about swinging. But
Fred?
Anybody?
No.
But
stop,
otherwise,
stop spreading
I will
that rumor.
Val can bring her Chicago boyfriend. You can bring your Houston girlfriend.
Well, stop. That would not be sweet. That would be polyamory. Where you have more romantic relationships.
They have to be a whole other couple, huh?
Well, polyamory is more that you have a multiple romantic relationships. Swinging is more just that you have one romantic relationship, but then you're allowed to have sex outside of that romantic relationship.
Is it the same? So swinging doesn't just mean like if Fred and I just both swapped wives.
Yeah, so wife swapping is sort of a version of swinging.
It's a version of
swinging,
but it's
exactly.
a specific version.
Yes. Yeah.
What about stuck? Are you ever going to do a show about stuck?
I think I totally forgot about that until now. And now it's like, remember that. I feel like I'm stuck in the the goop when you bring that up, right?
That's fair enough.
No, that doesn't
Well, let's get down to business. Tell us what's going on with the show and the shop. Give us some details, please.
You're so sweet, Tim.
I try to make sure you're a businesswoman first.
I know. I keep wanting. I think if I could run things as a, you know, charity, I would so do so. But no. So this weekend on Love and Laughter with Beth, it's Sex, Intimacy, and Marriage is a Happy, Sexy, Long-Term Marriage and Urban Myth. We're talking with a woman, Daniela Antonello, who's done this marriage project. She's interviewed over 100 people about their thoughts on marriage and what they think. And it's kind of interesting. People who have been divorced, people who have had affairs, stayed together, etc. And because really, people want to know, right? Can they stay together and how do they do it? And what role does sex play in marriage? Because nobody else really wants to talk about that. They just ignore it somehow. So that'll be Saturday, November 11th at 10 p.m. or after whatever the last game and post-game show is. Or if people want to listen on podcast at their convenience, they can listen to on iTunes or the ESPN Houston Podcast Arena, and they can catch up on this show or any of the other episodes. So,
what's been your favorite one so far that you've done?
My favorite one. The ones, well, you know, because I'm such a romantic, so I had a couple on. So one week I had him and one week I had her. It was a husband's view of marriage. And the next week I had her view, a wife's view of marriage. And to me, that was the one, because that's what I want in my life, right? I'm still single. I'm still looking for that relationship. And they have such incredible love for each other. And they were still friendly and had great sex and still had three young kids. And like, I don't know, it's just everything that I thought was just truly beautiful. It wasn't my best show as a radio host or something, but it was really interesting. And then last weekend we talked about BDSM, which, you know, bondage,
yes,
and
yes,
dominance and
Fred's
submission
favorite thing.
And sadism and masochism and discipline. And that was really interesting, but it was so hard. You know, I just thought, really, and I come on with y'all, I thought this radio talk show host was actually fairly easy. I'm really apologetic for that. But it took me hours and hours and hours to prep because there's so much that I wanted to get out and to teach people about what BDSM really is. Because that 50 Shades of Grey stuff was just not really, that just was not representative. It was non-consensual. It was just, I don't know, I didn't like it. So that was hard. But I thought it was really interesting because, you know, that's a subject near and dear to my heart. And I liked it. And I talked. You want to hear a story that I shared on that one?
Sure.
I don't know. Hear? I don't know if I want to hear this.
Okay. Well, it was a story. It was a personal story, right? Because people come to me and they were so willing to share their stuff. So I shared. And I talked about when I had been married about 10 years and my husband and I were actually separated for the first time. And so everything was lost. I actually went out and got drunk. I do not really drink ever. I came home and I asked my husband to spank me. And that was...
Because you got drunk?
Well, it's I was brave enough to ask because I was drunk. But it was just something that I kind of wanted. I needed something exciting. I needed more of a, you know, I say with my ADHD, I need more touch and more impact. If a slow touch, it's just boring and stuff. And so that was really big. And he freaked out. He didn't really know what to do with it. It was so awkward. And I felt so ashamed that we were married for another 12 or 13 years. I never asked again. I never asked him for anything different again.
Well, did he spank you that day?
Not
I might properly.
Right, exactly. Might have tried something and it was just that yucky, awful feeling. And then we never brought it up again. And it was just, so I say we had 22 years of boring married sex. And that's just a pity. And I don't want that for people. I don't think that's right. It's just silly and people deserve better. So
some people like boring married sex.
No. Then it's not boring to them. No. That's the difference, right? I want you to have whatever kind of sex it is that appeals to you. So if you like it really soft and gentle and you like it with the lights on or the lights off or you like candles or you like music or whatever, I don't care. I want you to like it. It's not mine to judge yours any more than I think you should judge mine. So that's why I tell people, I don't care if it's just a massage oil or if it's just that you kiss. You know, I say if people want to play by, you know, if kissing outside is just, that's as edgy as they want to get, but that turns them on. I'm like, go kiss outside. Yay, yay, yay. I'm happy. I just want people to stay together. You know me. I just really want people to be happy. And I just think sex and intimacy and romance is just too darn important. And
right.
Nobody talks about it.
Give them the address of the shop again and tell them when they can come by.
Okay. It's the shop is in the Heights at 3423 White Oak. It's Darling Way or darlingway.com. And we'll have a sexy sexy stockings this holiday season too. So everybody can have a loving, loving, sexy time, season.
Thank you for the manties.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Oh, the manties. I was afraid to use that word. Somebody did. I was like, oh, you guys would like fall over. But
thank you. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
I hope that you'll enjoy them.
Anyway. I always
thank
do.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right. What do we have here, John?
Me again?
Yeah, you again.
It's not listed here, John.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, it's me. It's on me.
Told you.
Well, guys, let me tell you, time to beat the Black Friday rush at Texas Mattress Makers. Factory prices make Black Friday shopping easy. There's no need to lose sleep when you have the handcrafted luxe plush feel of the Amsterdam on sale in all sizes. It's specially designed pocketed coils let you get into a deep sleep, and you won't feel your partner moving around. And that's really cool, especially if you're going to use all the stuff Beth has. You don't want to be bothered with that, right? And with the Amsterdam, you get specially designed pocketed coils, and the materials used are such that you don't feel the person next to you at all. Deep sleep throughout the night, and who doesn't need that? And I'll tell you, man, these mattresses, I love them because I sleep so much better on them. And when I was out of town, I didn't sleep worth a darn because the mattresses sucked. And I get home, and I got my Texas Mattress Makers mattress, and it just makes all the difference in the world. And how about this? You're going to save at least 50% off retail prices, guaranteed. And you get comfort and support and more during Black Friday. Beat the rush. Go see Yuval and the gang over there and tell them you're a blitzer, and they're going to make you a great deal. You're going to save that 50% off retail prices. You're going to get a great sleep. You're going to beat the Black Friday rush. Visit TexasMattressMakers.com or go to 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them I sent you. That's Texas Mattress Makers.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
All right, guys, got to tell you what's going on at the Rockets. Visit rocketshop.com for your one-stop shop for all your Rockets gear, whether it be Thursday night, that's tomorrow night when LeBron and the Cavs come in, making their only trip to Houston, or Saturday night versus Memphis on Military Appreciation Night presented by Budweiser. You want to show up at the Toyota Center in the latest Rockets gear. The place to get it, rocketshop.com. You can find anything and everything Rockets at rocketshop.com, player jerseys, polos, kids' wear, women's apparel, hats, accessories, all styles, all sizes. You can search by player or featured brands like 47 brand, Nike, Under Armour, Columbia Sportswear, and more. Visit rocketshop.com today. And if you need tickets to those games, go to rockets.com to pick up tickets. And like I said, LeBron making his only appearance here tomorrow night. Good one to get out and see. If you're going to go watch a game this year, it's always great to see LeBron in action. The team's playing well right now, so it's a good time to go watch these Rockets. It's rocketshop.com and rockets.com for tickets.
I torture you. Take my hand through the flame. I torture you. I'm a slave.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things I wanted to get to. First, Lamont said I'm at least 4, 5, 6 years into The Blitz. Hearing you guys when it's dark outside is still bleeping weird. It's weird to look out and see it dark. And Brother Bear says, what are the odds I'm against this daylight savings thing? Well, that's the thing that I was going to say on air, and then I didn't because I didn't want to make fun of my wife too much.
Right.
But she sent me a text saying, hey, can you bring something by the restaurant? I'm out with my friends. And I'm like, yeah, sure. It'll be an hour and a half. And she's like, what? Are you going somewhere? I'm like, no, I'm on air right now for another hour. And she's like, holy bleep, I thought it was 7 o'clock because it's so dark. So...
And people drive slower when it's dark,
yeah,
too.
I was going to make fun of her for that. And now that everybody else is having the same issue, I'm kind of like, okay, I get that. It throws me off, too.
Fair enough.
And also, I guess Manny tweeted out that From the Nosebleeds is no more, which is too bad because they did a nice job with that podcast.
Did they have a fight?
Doesn't really say. It just says we're signing off. Big thank you to those who supported, listened, called, tweeted, argued, bitch, agreed, and conversed with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll fire one day. We'll fire up the mics again. But for now, that's all, folks.
Okay.
And I did that show a couple times. They're good guys. And
it's funny. They that's the one podcast I said I Dustin bothered me about it, and I said, fine, I'll do that podcast when it's I forget what was going on at the time, but I said I'll do that podcast at some point, and then they never got to me. So
all right,
so hey, now I'll never do that podcast.
Yeah, you'll never have, because you,
I really didn't want to do it at all.
I know, so but I'm, you know what, they're good guys, and that's you know, Dustin's a good friend of the show and a good friend and a good beer guy, and I said Manny and Dell and all those guys did a nice job with it, so we'll play Dust in the Wind for that. See, I was trying to set up deaths, John.
John's struggling.
Yeah, so Dust in the Wind for From the Nosebleeds. And for Heavy D, who died in 2011.
Not the boys, though. They made it.
44 years old. I guess he died the last time a certain Texans backup quarterback threw a pass in the NFL. 2003, Art Carney, American actor. He played Ed Norton in The Honeymooners. Not the Ed Norton.
Oh, yeah. Not the Ed Norton that played the Hulk.
85 years old. That's a good run. 2016, Janet Reno, the first female U.S. Attorney General, dead at 78. Decent run.
That's pretty good.
2004, Yasser Arafat.
Sadly, I forgot she was dead.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
Yasser Arafat
makes me feel like a jerk.
Dead at 75. That's also a decent run. 1962, Eleanor Roosevelt, dead at 78 in New York City.
I called her Ellie.
Did you?
No.
Okay. There were rumors about her, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do tell.
You've heard about those that she liked to play. Well. Let's move on. Animals, 2004, Nicole Simpson's dog, Cato, dead. All right, let's see if we get some good ones here. 1928, Arnold Rothstein, American gambler and mobster, gunshot wounds at 46. Fixed the 1919 World Series.
Yeah.
2004, Stieg Larsson, girl with the dragon tattoo, dies of a heart attack at 50. That sucked because I really enjoyed that series. He did a great job with those books. Somebody did... like a fourth one, trying to do it in his style. And it was pretty good, but I don't think I'll read any more of them. I mean, it had the same characters, but it was a little too Hollywooded. It didn't have some of the detail that he got into. 1887? Why, Ike, whatever do you mean? Doc Holliday.
I'm your huckleberry.
Dead at the age of 36.
36. That's not a strong run.
Well, the other Doc Holliday that passed away this week wasn't very old either.
What a coincidence.
Interesting. Play for blood, remember? That's just my game. God, I could do those all day. 2017, Roy Halladay.
Yes, Roy Doc Holliday.
And apparently a lot of stories coming out that he was... kind of showboating in the airplane.
And dumb. First of all, dumb to be flying a tiny airplane.
Well, but this is. I read up on this airplane. It has like a parachute for the plane in case you have a problem. It's supposed to be like one of the safest ones out there, unless you're doing stuff like that. So, 2011, Joe Frazier dies of liver cancer at 67. Also, not a good run.
Frazier.
67 is a good run, but it didn't seem like Joe Frazier should be dead.
No, 67 is not really a good run. I got to say, in this day and age, 70 is the minimum for what I would consider a decent run.
I think 65 is still the minimum.
Yeah, that's to retire, not to die. 1980, Steve McQueen, dead at 50. Also not a good run.
No, that's short.
1908, Butch Cassidy, American train and bank robber. Shot by Bolivian soldiers at the age of 42.
That's a pretty good run for a train and bank robber in the 1900s.
But why is the Sundance Kid not on here? Because he was shot at the same time.
Sundance Kid wasn't a big enough star.
Fine, so it was just Butch Cassidy. Fine. I don't even know what the Sundance Kid's real name was.
I don't either.
All right, let's go to your dead porn star. 1993, Lisa DeLue.
What year?
1993.
AIDS.
AIDS is correct. Ding, ding,
boom!
Ding, ding.
In your face.
Nailed it. Well, not sure she did that, but
I'm sure she did many times.
And that is your deaths for November 8th, which, by the way, happy birthday to my mom.
It's her birthday today. There you go.
And I gave her a call before the show, so she's already been wished happy birthday, but I wanted to do it in front of the people. So
you're such a gent.
Yeah. She's had a good run. So
she's had enough?
No, I'm just saying she's had a good run. Let's squeeze in a call real quick before we get to the end of the show. Corey's been on hold for a while, so I want to get him on. What's up, Corey?
What's going on, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Quick question. I know we're kind of towards the end here about the football playoff here. Wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on what needs to happen outside of the Big 12 for Oklahoma to win out in the Big 12 and secure a top four spot. I'll hang up and listen.
Not a lot, really. If Oklahoma wins out, I think
Oklahoma wins out, they're in. I believe that.
I just don't see many scenarios where if Oklahoma wins out, they're not in. And because first off, you're going to knock TCU out of the mix. Of course, you're going to have to play them again now with the silly championship game in a 10-game league, 10-team league. And then either Miami or Notre Dame is essentially eliminated this week.
Yeah.
And Clemson still has, Clemson would still theoretically play Miami. So, yeah. Somebody says the Sundance Kid was Harry Longbow. So, if you're an OU fan, all you have to do is win out.
That's made up.
I'm going to look it up.
Do it.
I'm going to do research. It's called Google.
Do it. Google me, bitch.
I missed that drop. Do we still have that?
Yeah, we have it. I have to pull it, though.
But I think unless Georgia loses to Auburn this week, which I don't see, it was Harry Alonzo Longabaugh was the Sundance Kid.
All right.
Not
R.I.P. Longbow.
Yeah, that's close. Longabaugh.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, I miss some of those drops.
Ah, yes.
We used to have the Tiger Woods ball and face and that kind of stuff. We used to have that one. Oh, well. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Want to remind you guys, Friday we'll be in Beaumont. And I want to thank John Lee. Great job today. AJ Hoffman, great job today. Beth did a really nice job today. In fact, I'll say great job. That was okay. I've been better.
Yeah, I've been worse. You've been better. You've been worse.
Pretty much a C performance as always.
Typical.
I'm the guy who wanted my face on Tiger Woods balls.
Yeah. That's, yeah. God. All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Make sure you tune back in tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.